Pod Culture, episode 498, Peeps a la Mode, part B. Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed each week. If you've missed the first half of this show, don't worry. Head back to the website, www.podculture.net, and grab the first half. And now, on with the second half of Pod Culture. Oh, man. I never thought there would come a time when there's just too much shit on TV.
There's a lot.
Seriously. Wow.
And by shit, I mean good stuff. There's always been a lot of shit on TV.
Right.
Like, bad stuff.
That is accurate. Yes.
But, I mean, there are literally some nights where I have to download 6 hours worth of TV.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. In one night, 6 hours. It's crazy.
You have to watch two things at once sometimes. That's insanity.
Your ass will end up being like Paris Hilton. Do that.
What you do is you get a pair of those polarized 3D glasses.
Yeah.
And you run one show on one channel and one on the other.
I wonder if I could do that with the Google Glass set that I've got. I know. The Google Cardboard set that I got.
That'd be neat.
So you can do one.
You look crazy.
So. Now...
One audio on one channel, one audio on the other channel.
Oh, that'd be insane.
Now, you got me in trouble with my wife tonight.
Uh-oh.
Because she wanted to watch a show live. I know you don't know what that is, but...
I watched the X-Files live. Thank you. The first one.
The first one, yeah.
No, second one. I didn't watch the second one, too.
But I believe tonight was the big crossover episode of Vampire Diaries and the Originals.
It's about time they had another one.
Yeah.
Because they go back and forth between the damn shows all the time.
Occasionally. Not as often as they used to. But this was going to be like, you know, tune in to Vampire Diaries and the Originals cast to be on there. And then tune in to the Originals and the story will continue on there. And Vampire Diaries cast to be on there.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, like Flash and Arrow.
Like Flash and Arrow. And it's CW, of course.
Yep.
So she was like really looking forward to this. And I'm like, I got the podcast. She goes, I wanted to watch that live.
I see nothing stopping her from watching it live.
Yeah, she's probably watching it without me. You're right. I better go.
Oh, no, I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
That's it. 2 minutes from the end.
So, Sleepy Hollow's back.
I haven't been keeping up with it.
Yeah.
Because after this sheer stupidity of the idea of them crossing over with bones.
Yeah, that was kind of questionable.
Kinda.
Well,
how was it this season? I mean, the show was awesome first season.
The first season was awesome, and it has failed to live up to that. I still like the character of Ichabod, but even my wife says it's almost like he's kind of phoning it in now. You know, I think it's lost its luster, and I'm hearing. It might be on the bubble as far as renewal goes.
So. I would be okay. I really would. You know, I mean, I like the show. And but, you know, there's some things that don't need to run for 15 years.
Yeah. So it's okay, but it's hard to forgive it for what it hasn't lived up to. Because it had so much potential.
And John Noble, for God's sakes.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of Vampire Diaries, amazed that I'm not missing Elena as much as I liked Elena. I think she's very talented, very pleasant to look at, and no longer on the show, and I don't really miss her.
She's stuck in Salvatore's basement, isn't she?
No, she's elsewhere.
Okay. So some other shit happened, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The original's still very interesting. They did a cool storyline this season where the different sire lines are aligned. You know, it's like the original vampires. Mm-hmm. If you were turned by Klaus, then you are Klaus's sire line. And the sire lines are all kind of battling against each other. And there's this fear that, well, if you kill the sire, you kill his entire line. So it's a pretty interesting dynamic going on this season with the originals.
How would that work for the kid?
Yeah, that's a good question. I've got a cat in my lap.
Apparently, Freema's a big fan of the Vampire Diaries and originals. Yeah,
apparently.
I take a drink now, don't I?
Bitten has returned.
It got renewed?
It got renewed, yeah. Have you watched Bitten?
No.
What's Bitten?
Bitten.
Twice shy?
Yeah, once bitten, twice shy. Yeah, it has Laura Vandervoort. Vandervoort, I don't know.
Yeah, give me Melissa, whatever the hell her name is.
Anyway. Benoist.
Hold on a second. Speaking of breaking news, Nicholas Meyer hops aboard the new Star Trek TV series.
Yep.
The guy who wrote, produce?
He's involved in Wrath of Khan, that's all I care about. The good one, not the crappy one.
Yeah, the good Wrath of Khan. Like the original Star Trek II Wrath of Khan.
Really? I did not know
that. And in the new then we TV, have, you know, Brian Fuller, where, you know, Spock's going to eat people.
Yeah.
Star Trek, the new Star Trek TV series. Sorry.
That will only be on CBS.com.
New streaming service, which you'll have to pay for.
Bullshit. My ass will pay for it.
The pilot episode will be on TV for free to hook you, and then you got to pay after that.
Yeah.
No, you don't. You go to kickasstorrents.com.
Yeah.
So, pop culture does not condone the use of piracy. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, right.
Blah, 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 blah. Copyright. Blah, blah, blah.
Bitten is a werewolf show. It's just like all the vampire shows, only a little hairier.
Oh, Teen Wolf.
Kind of Teen Wolf. Kind of Teen Wolfish. If you like Laura Vandervoort, then you're going to like the show. Pretty much.
Well, she can't act any worse than she did on V.
Yeah.
Because she was easy to look at on V, but God, she was horrible.
Well, you see a little more of her in this.
I'm all right with seeing a little more of her. She looks good.
Yeah. And speaking of her, she'll be appearing in this latest episode of Supergirl. In a guest slot as Indigo.
Oh.
So she'll be a super villain.
They need some kind of a flashback scene with her mom,
yeah.
Supergirl,
yeah.
And Laura Vandervoort.
That's what they do. They need to do that.
Although, so speaking of now that you brought up Supergirl,
okay,
cannot wait for March 28th.
Flash and Supergirl. Crossover.
The set photos are looking just awesome. Like they're having the best damn time.
Yeah. And looks like what, Silver Banshee?
Silver Banshee's makeup looks great. I mean, it looked like she stepped right off the comic page.
Yeah.
Livewire, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which they just, like, introduced. The last episode I just watched of Supergirl, they introduced the person that will become Livewire, I think. Mm-hmm. The other assistant.
Oh, that's Silver Banshee.
That's Silver Banshee. Oh, one I knew was one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. We were joking around earlier about Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everybody up to speed on that?
Oh, yes. If you're not, you're going to get spoiled.
I mean, that's the fact. You need to watch Walking Dead live. If you're going to watch anything live, it needs to be Walking Dead because you will be spoiled.
By other people.
Unless you read the comics and then you kind of know something might happen.
Yeah. It's a rough outline.
It was a really strong return this season. It's been really interesting.
They
really
need to
cool.
get the one guy to play Guy Gardner. The redhead guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, damn, he'd be awesome as Guy Gardner.
He would be. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't read the comics. I mean, I hear things. I know some things that are going to happen.
Yeah, so do I. And I'm surprised they did the Carl thing.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that Negan was coming.
Yeah, but who Negan is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Bob Winchester.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yep.
And, yeah, he kind of looks like Negan.
Yep.
Have you seen you know the scene where it's Daryl and Rick, and they're chasing after Jesus?
Yes.
Have you seen it? Somebody put it out on YouTube, set to the Benny Hill thing.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, my God, it is hysterical.
Yes.
Yeah, I have to
look this
up. You
need to check that out.
Right,
I mean,
now. Yeah.
They speed it up in the right moments and everything. Mm-hmm. I like the character. He's funny. That's old son of a bitch is on the roof. Slammed on her brakes.
I don't know. I'm hearing lots of rumors that he may be a Daryl replacement.
There's somebody's going to riot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cousin Gene's going to be really pissed.
It could happen. I mean, I'm hearing they're developing a new series with the actor that plays Daryl. So
I knew he was doing something. Because, you know, the thing with Silent Hills fell through.
Sorry.
Adam's on. Go ahead and hold it up to the microphone while you do
all
it.
All right.
So, yeah, Glenn, you want to do color commentary during this since you can see the screen?
If you've seen it, they had this truck full of stuff, and they they run into the so-called Jesus character, and it was a little ridiculous. The music, if anyone's old enough to be a Benny Hill fan like we are, it really fits, because Benny Hill was known for doing these ridiculous sequences where people ran and they sped up the video. I think they did that every episode at the end, didn't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
And some woman would lose her clothes or something like that. Well, the chase is kind of over, so.
I laughed so hard that I damn near killed myself the first time I saw that.
They did do good timing on that.
I know.
Yeah.
I got your toothpaste. Oh, you did? Yeah, I got a whole crate of it in the bottom of the lake.
Yep.
That's hilarious. I love it.
So, yeah, there was that other scene.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And again, involving Jesus, actually, there at the end.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Rishon, I think they're calling Rishon.
Rishon.
Mm-hmm. I think that made a lot of people happy.
Actually kind of have seen coming for a while.
Yeah. They've been building up to that for a bit.
It happened in the comics.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Well, then there you go.
Pretty sure.
Gotham's about to return.
Now it's
Mr. Freeze.
Does he have an Austrian accent?
I doubt it.
Is he as cold as ice? Yeah.
Supergirl, next episode, she's traveling to Superman's Fortress of Solitude.
Uh-oh.
At some point, we're going to have to see Clark.
You would think.
Actually, we did see Clark. The girl who has everything.
Yeah.
They completely ripped out of a Superman comic book.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, there was no homage. This was a straight-up rip of that story.
Yeah, which was a great story,
yeah.
By the way. I love that comic.
I mean, and they did very good with it, too.
So this will be the episode that has Laura Vandervoort in it, because it says she'll be fighting Indigo. So, Blind Spot's coming back from its hiatus.
Never saw that one coming.
It's okay. It's all right.
Prima's going like, yeah, I know. I like that show.
Yeah.
Remember, that's the one with Lady Sif covered in tattoos.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how could you forget?
Yeah. I can stand here a little more.
Yeah. Marvel's Agent Carter is continuing. Should be ending soon. Yeah, I'm hearing that it will not return.
Yep.
Aww.
I think she's going to be in a pilot for a new series.
I think that didn't get picked up from what I understand.
Oh, really? Hmm. I'm slowly watching Shadowhunters. Eh, it's okay. I think it's for a younger demographic than me.
yeah, I think you missed the target one.
I missed all the targets.
Yeah. It's a bracket or two.
I have some extremities that I shouldn't have to watch that show. but on the other hand, Teen Wolf, you would also think would be aimed for young girls. But
on that too.
Yeah. Well, rarely.
Okay.
Rarely.
He was badass on The Walking Dead.
Yeah. Teen Wolf, I'm really still enjoying. Shannara Chronicles. Anyone's tried that yet?
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a passing interest, but not enough to go out there and actively search it out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm still liking it. I like the whole... It's elves and whatever, but it's post-apocalyptic.
Mm.
Kind of a neat angle.
It's a neat premise. Yeah.
Arrow.
I have not watched this week's.
Okay.
But I am caught up to that point. And I know the one that's this week's is the appearance, live-action appearance of Vixen.
Yes.
Which is the actress who voiced Vixen in...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
In the cartoon.
Yeah. In the CW seed.
Mm. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Interesting to see how that goes, too.
Yeah, I haven't seen the episode with Vixen yet, but I've seen the trailer, so I saw her costume and stuff. That looks pretty cool. Still enjoying Face Off. 10 seasons now.
They do 4 a year, don't they, or something like
that? It seems like it. And unfortunately, I'm still not caught up with the season of Supernatural.
See how far behind on Supernatural I am. I'm way too many. I am only 4 episodes into this season.
I didn't finish last season.
Ooh,
so I'm
I didn't even start last season.
Okay.
You win.
Just have no time.
Get that whole marriage thing going, dude.
I know.
DC's Legends of Tomorrow.
I am loving that show to death. Because
I've seen the first 2 episodes, and it seems like a lot of fun.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. You can tell they're just having fun with it. And, you know, there's...
And boy, they've got some visual effects on there.
Yeah.
No kidding.
It's not cheap.
No.
Not cheap to produce.
But it's rapidly could be coming up there. It's hard-pressed. Which of the CW shows, and I'm even throwing Supergirl in on this one, because now that we know they're all actually linked... With the appearance of Flash coming up on Supergirl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with it being an alternate universe. That's fine. That she doesn't have to be on their Earth. That's cool.
Yeah.
But, and we finally see kind of stocky Green Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
With a Winter Soldier arm.
Yeah, we're going to see Green Arrow of the future.
Oh.
In this new...
2040. No, it was this week. It was this week.
Oh, it was this week.
Yeah.
They played?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, because I watched it last night.
Okay, well, I haven't watched it yet, so.
It's, it's pretty good. And Connor Hawke is in there, which you can probably see. You saw the teaser shot.
Yeah.
Of them going to go in there. Do you know who Connor Hawke is?
Yeah, tell me.
Diggle's son.
Oh.
That's why the kid looks black.
I was wondering about that.
I'm like, yeah, good, kind of wasn't there. Of course, then again, Wally wasn't either. But, and his costume looks pretty good, too.
Mm-hmm.
Looks more of the goggles style than the mask. But it's pretty good. And I'm anxious to see more because they can do anything with that show.
Yeah.
Literally. And
they should go back and have the 60s Batman on there.
That would be funny. That would be great. I want to see him do just, you know, goofy shit from time to time, too. Like, you know, I'm still waiting for the episode where, you know, Rip goes back and steals the 10th Doctor's coat.
Yeah.
And Mal's gun. But yeah, you know, it's nice seeing Arthur Darvill every week, time traveling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he step out of the ship into a new environment. And the smart-ass ship, which is pretty good. Gideon.
Yeah, nice. Nice tie-in to The Flash there.
Wave Rider. Jesus.
The Colony. You guys haven't started The Colony yet?
No, I have not watched The Colony.
I have no interest.
Really?
Yeah. No, I just don't. It just looks like... I don't know. It just... It looks formulaic. And I don't particularly care for the main actor.
Okay.
Guy. I know he was in Lost. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, see, that's my... That would be my draw to watch it.
I'm not...
It's because I like him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan.
And Laurie from Walking Dead.
Yeah, I don't want to guess you about Laurie.
Yeah. She's in it, yeah.
She can just be, nah. Put her down, you know. Some, should have been a goddamn zombie baby. It would have been awesome.
I don't know. I'm enjoying The Colony. But
I still think Carl had to put his eye out because of, you know, just traumatic visions of having to, you know, put his mom down.
My little pony, my little pony. Ah, my little pony.
I used to wonder what this show was about.
My little pony.
Until the day I had to check it out.
My little pony.
And to its awesomeness I can now vouch.
My little pony.
I kick it up, but now I'm one with the couch. I once heard of the brony, a grown-ass man who watches My Little Pony. My own ass would never think the bronies were real, cause I didn't really ever see the pony appeal. And then I heard of the cons, a deranged group of nerds with the strange goings-on. I don't deeply understand what goes on in that world, all those creepy older men hanging out with little girls. But I was wrong with my assumptions. Well, I don't think they're being sold off to slavery or something, no. There's a guy with his daughter and wife, he's dressed as Pinkie Pie, having the time of his life. Maybe it is a good show. The guy swears by it, so I really should know. I started watching with the guys that Friday, and soon I looked up and realized it was Monday afternoon.
My little pony.
I used to wonder what this show was about.
My little pony.
Until the day I had to check it
my
out.
My little pony.
And to its awesomeness I can now
my
vouch.
My little pony.
I can't get up, cause now I'm one with the couch. In the land of Equestria, there's six pretty ponies and Princess Celestia, who share with all the friends the good times they've had, and it's almost as intense as Breaking Bad. Twilight Sparkle is a new girl in town, reporting back to the princess all the gossip around. Rainbow Dash can fly high in the sky, so if it rains on your wedding day, now you know why. Pinkie Pie tends to get the great quips, but friends, this is why you shouldn't eat paint chips. Fluttershy is like the pony whisperer, cause she gets other animals to only listen to her. You need a dress, Rarity can make it, which is odd, cause the ponies almost always go naked. And Applejack will harvest all the fruit she can, though I never trust a girl that solves a problem with a banjo.
My little pony.
I used to wonder what this show was about.
My little pony.
Until the day I had to check it
my
out.
My little pony.
And to its awesomeness I can now
my
vouch.
My little pony.
I can't get up, cause now I'm one with the couch. Kindness, laughter, generosity, honesty, loyalty, magic, profit. And now I can't get enough. I'm so enchanted that I watch it while I do other stuff. Like on my day at the gym, or when I play on some teams, or when I do it pony style with the girl of my dreams. The show has so many layers. Don't listen to the dissers, cause they're just naysayers. Don't hate the players, don't even pay them no mind. Now I'm off to get a cutie mark tattoo in my behind. Friendship really is magic, and if you don't believe that, that really is tragic. It's not an illusion like the usual phony, something the great and powerful Trixie or David Copperpony. So now I'm gonna holler till I'm guest of honor at the Grand Galloping Gala. You should come and see me soon, and I'ma yell for ya at my upcoming gig in Philadelphia.
My little pony.
I used to wonder what this show was about.
My little pony.
Until the day I had to check it
my
out.
My little pony.
It's awesomeness I can now
my
vouch.
My little pony.
I can't get up, cause now I'm one with the
my
couch.
My little pony.
I used the elements of harmony to write this song.
My Little Pony.
And if you don't like this show, well, you're just wrong.
My Little Pony.
I can marathon the show from beginning to end.
My Little Pony. Do you know you're all my very best friends?
Alrighty, we are back with a little geek cuisine. And what makes this one special is, yeah, it may be a rerun, but we got a special guest for this one.
Yes, we do.
Hello.
The soon-to-be Miss Vivona.
Yay.
The most disgustingly sweet wedding invitations.
Did you like them?
Hell yeah, yeah, they're cool.
Yeah, I got mine. Thank you. Yep.
They're all chalkboardy and cute and stuff.
Yeah, I almost need an insulin shot. But speaking of insulin shots, we're back with Geek Cuisine.
And some real diabetes.
Diabetes. But Glenn, you want to kind of say what these are since your mom provided
these? Yeah, my mom provided the peeps for the evening. And we have some really interesting, tasty peeps, starting with birthday cake.
It is my birthday, Mom.
Or is it party cake?
Party cake.
Yeah.
Is birthday like non-PC or something?
No, this is party cake's more general.
This is pod culture. Well, when have we ever been PC?
Well, no. I'm just saying the actual name of it, you know. Yeah. So I'm going to eat the peep as it's intended, which means tearing its head off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, was it Ozzy style? I couldn't remember if it was Ozzy or Alice Cooper.
And it was Ozzy. The bat.
I am not a fan of peeps, and I like this.
I'm not a fan of cuttlefish.
Well, you ate it, buddy.
I did.
Whose fault is that? Ultimately yours.
This is good. I really like how the peep is, it's got like little sparkles on it.
So like a confetti almost.
Yeah,
like
confetti.
Candy confetti.
It's really good.
Oh, there's about a pound about to go on.
It's funny.
Maybe not.
So, two thumbs up on the peep. I like it. Yay for party cake.
Smell just like...
It smells just like... Because you gave it to me before and you said, smell it. Guess what it is? I said, birthday cake? Yeah, it smells exactly that. It's good.
And it's like... Good stuff. It's got the consistency. It's like you've got frosting in there, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really... You didn't tell by me eating. It's really good. Smells really strong. Marshmallows seem to expand in your mouth.
It's been too long.
It's delicious.
And then we have...
Oh, I get another.
Another peep. So
Another peep? I don't want to hear another peep.
I don't want to hear another peep. Yeah.
They're usually pretty quiet.
So this is a blue one.
It's a blue one. Blue. What do you think of it?
I think it's blueberry.
Blueberry?
Blue raspberry? Ah, I do smell the raspberry.
Yes.
All right. Come here, little peep. Arr. You're going the same way as your brother. Oh, that's delicious. Oh, totally different though.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's like a
wow,
like a little, like a blueberry slushy or icy or something.
A rose?
It is like a blueberry icy. Reminds me of my days at Kmart with my mom.
Yeah,
that's how she
back
got
when
me
you only had two freaking flavors of icy man,
cherry and blue raspberry.
Cherry and blue raspberry, and I love the blue raspberry ones, and they make your mouth
purple.
Blue.
I remember going.
They do.
I would make purple.
Oh, you would make purple.
I'd go up to this place called Super X. And
that sounds like a porn place.
I know, right? And they have the slushy
that's in Cementville, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, that was like Porno Row or whatever it is over there. But they had a pump where you could put different flavors in it?
Yeah, they had like, it was a whole big thing of slush puppy stuff. Yeah, you could make.
They got a wall of... icy machines down at the New Thorntons.
No way.
Yes.
Well, we got coupons to the New Thorntons for like free food, and I think we should totally go.
Oh, okay.
It's all like shitty gas station food, but I'm like, we got coupons,
free
man.
Food.
We
and
got
free
it.
Stuff.
It's like buy one, get one free.
I just love it. The first day it was open, there were three Thorntons.
For like one day.
One day.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
It was insane. Okay, so now we got green one.
Now that everybody knows what this studio is.
Yeah.
Those are medium
Come
rare.
Stalk us. These are medium rare. Oh, because they're very pink inside. It's green on the outside, this peep.
Like Green Lantern's fuzzy balls.
And his inside is very pink.
Smell it.
Mm.
Maybe a melon of...
I'm perplexed. A melon of water! Hence the green with the pink inside. Yes. All right.
Sour and watermelon.
It is seedless.
Nom, nom, nom. Oh, yeah. My gosh. That's delicious.
You probably want the
holy cow. Okay, that's my favorite. I really like the party cake, but this is my favorite.
You're going to have to fight Brad for those.
Oh, my gosh.
That's all right. She can take me.
I don't need any more sugar. But this is awesome. Wow. Everybody run out and buy these. These are freaking fantastic.
Glenn's and got a thumbs up from us.
And you know what the neat thing is? I just checked. I just checked one of the boxes. I don't know. They're only about 26 calories each.
Oh, yeah. Adam saw that the other day. He was like, seriously? Like, serving size is three peeps? He's like, done.
Serving size is like five or something.
Yeah, five.
And he was like.
Yeah, five peeps is 130 calories.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's,
yeah.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask the group here. Do you eat your peeps fresh? Or stale?
Fresh.
Fresh. Well, when I do eat peeps. Fresh. I'm not a huge fan of peeps, but that one was good.
I've changed.
Oh, you've evolved in your...
I've evolved.
Kind of like, you know, we were talking the other night how, you know, you start out with a well-done steak, and then as you get older, it gets a little more raw, a little more raw. Mm-hmm. Like your palate changes.
Exactly. I when it was the traditional yellow coated in sugar, mm-hmm. I used to like them to get a little hard, mm-hmm. you know? But now, man, these new peeps... They're fresh and the consistency is just amazing, and I just love the fresh peeps, the new ones. So I don't let them sit around and get old anymore.
Makes you wonder. Mm-hmm. Makes you wonder what preservative they're using.
Yeah.
What chemical basis?
Well, you know what we're gonna have to
just maybe sealing them better off.
You know what we're gonna have to try when they come out, because we've done variant flavors of these before.
Yeah.
Twinkies.
Mm. I had some banana Twinkies the other day.
What about Twinkies?
There's going to be a variant flavor Twinkie coming out that's a movie tie-in.
A movie tie-in?
Civil War?
No.
A Civil War. It's half black, half white Twinkie. What?
Wrong Civil War.
Wrong Civil War. What? Captain America, Iron Man.
Yeah, some will be blue, some will be gray.
No, there you go.
Some will have.
Just fell off.
What in the world are you doing?
But no,
she's climbing.
They're going to be key lime, green slime.
Oh, yeah, for the
Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Oh, but what's the green slime going to taste like? I wonder.
Key lime.
But the outside's key lime.
No.
This.
Oh, slime just
is key lime slime.
Key lime slime. Say that five times fast.
Key lime slime. Key lime slime. Key lime slime.
I recently had some banana flavor.
Oh, yep. Take another shot. It'll get better.
No, you weren't.
I had heard.
You weren't here when Andy and I were here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did y'all get drunk?
I witnessed it.
Drizunk.
They did a... they played the pod culture drinking game.
While recording the show. Not a good idea. You know the neck size up bottles of the fire? Yeah, we almost killed one.
Damn. Be careful.
Well, he's German. I'm a drunk, so what does it matter?
You are not a drunk.
Give me a little bit. But yeah, they're going to do green slime Twinkies. I'm going to try it.
Now, I think that's a geek cuisine.
The last one I saw that was a movie tie-in was for the last X-Men movie. And they had blue raspberry filling.
Ooh.
What kind of hell did I miss those?
It was the outside
I ate
like
them all.
Oh, because I ate them all. I bought all of the Twinkies.
The outside was normal.
It was normal?
It was Mystique. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is it Mystique? I mean,
it was they're... Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah.
Ooh. In a heartbeat.
Crazy.
I am a dirty old man.
I'm eating Jennifer Lawrence. I'm eating Jennifer Lawrence's Twinkie. Look at that cream inside.
Oh, here we go.
And
he'll drink to that.
I'm here all week.
Well, we do have a vacancy for a female voice on the show.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I do have a female voice today. We don't know. Tomorrow might be different. Whether it's sickness or hormone changes or...
It's been too long since we had you on the show.
I might sound like this next week. Hey!
Little Joyzy accent.
Little Joyzy accent. Come here, baby. Give me a kiss.
You picked her, dude.
Yeah. On second thought.
I have no one to blame but myself.
Don't you need a female voice?
Forever oh, yes, and
that'd
ever.
Be great.
And then
that would just be so lovely.
I can just see them doing this shit.
Come here and give me a bill, witch. Yes, sweetie.
We actually do shit like this at home. Not in the bed, but.
Okay, you didn't have to specify a cantaloupe-cation.
Cantaloupe-cation?
All right. That's all right.
Hit the button, Brad.
I haven't had anything to drink yet.
Hit the button.
Sure.
Actually, now that I think about it, I had 2 free drinks tonight.
Hot night, just me and you. So much that we could do. We could stare at the stars tonight. Girl, I hope your dog doesn't bite. Climb the gate to your backyard. Poison dart for your bodyguard. It's a creepy kind of love. Hey, hey, hey. I'm trying to guess how much you weigh. It's a creepy kind of love. I really hope this time you're there. 'Cause last time I just got some hair. And some toenail clippings that I found in the trash. It was the perfect stuff to add to my stash. Pictured locks. Like a pro, your alarm just went off though. So I ran to your room with my chloroform rag. Hope you're not gonna be too hard to drag. Oh, oh, oh. It's a creepy kind of love. I think I hear the cops, so I better split. And as I made it to your door, I've been waiting for. I creeped inside and you spun around and turned my whole world upside down as I saw a creepy shrine solely dedicated to me. Hot night, just me and you. Turns out you're creepy too. Though I gotta admit it's a little bit odd that you made a flesh coat for my mom. This far, I drink your piss from a mason jar, and I don't even care if everyone knows that Jesus is the path that we chose. Baby, I'll be your bridge, and not just another head in your fridge. Oh, oh, oh. It's a creepy kind of love. Yes, stop, why? Oh God, boysenberry pie.
That's our safe word.
It's a creepy kind of love. My, oh my. I think I'll love you till you die.
Anyone watching Grimm? Up to date on Grimm?
No. As much as like Rosalie, that show's dropped way down on the to be watched pile.
I'm hearing it's kind of on the bubble as far as renewal goes.
I haven't watched since the 10th episode of season 4.
Okay. Well, I'll say this. They've got some interesting things going on right now. Hopefully they can, you know, recapture an audience and change things up enough that it'll be interesting again. These last couple episodes, they're really pulling out the stops to increase the stakes and, like I said, just really revamp the show and bring back the good things. Bring back the good things that they had kind of lost, and then introduce some more things. Basically, there's a Vessen uprising that's happening across the globe.
Is a little mole guy going to be like behind it?
Or no.
Weasel dude?
No. Once Upon a Time will be coming back, but I don't know. That's been hit and miss to me. But the big one that apparently that especially my wife has been waiting for is Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes, I can't wait for that to come out.
I'm just a little bit behind on that.
Oh, you need to get caught up.
Yeah, you do.
Good stuff.
Not that it's bad, but that, you know, all the DC, it's like the DC shows, like, I got to watch them. Gotta watch them.
Yeah.
And then, as cool as the Marvel stuff is, they don't gel together like Flash and Arrow and Supergirl and Legends of Tomorrow.
But they actually time their crossovers with the live movies.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Really.
Do they have an Ant-Man crossover?
Kind of unheard of. No, but they should.
Not yet.
We've seen.
Yeah, he might have been in.
There could be a Flash backwards.
He's in somewhere in the background. Yeah.
Let's see here. I haven't watched Big Bang in forever, but they had the big special episode with Adam West. Adam West. And I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, the show's just kind of... The only reason I watch it these days is Bernadette.
Yeah, Bernadette's pretty cute.
I haven't watched an episode in years, I don't think.
Yeah, it's been a long time for me.
It's got like two more seasons. It's been renewed or something like that.
Yeah. Crazy. But here's one that I've been real excited about.
What?
iZombie. You guys watching iZombie?
No.
I'm a little bit behind. I just got done watching the one where Kristen Bell was the erotica writer.
Right. Right.
Oh, I always felt a kinship with her.
It's been really good, and especially these last few episodes have been really great. And I think just last week's, I was like, wow, that's been one of my favorite episodes ever. I mean,
yeah. iZombie is really, really good.
It is on point. You know, I mean, they're really hitting it. You know, I mean, that's
somehow with Arrow and.
Yeah, there you go.
We've had the mysticism, you know. Mm-hmm. So I guess you could have zombies.
Hmm.
And it's DC. Sort of.
Yeah.
It's Vertigo.
DC Vertigo. It's just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. I like the cast. I really like the writing on it. And like I said, these last few have been really top notch. So it's definitely not floundering. It's found itself. And even though, you know, it's a little formula, it's still a lot of fun.
Just to see the different ways she makes brain
food. Brain food. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see Legends of Tomorrow go to like a night back to the 90s or something.
Hmm.
History has been altered, and John Wesley ships the Flash.
There you go.
We've seen it in the Speed Force.
That's right.
That would be awesome. Now that we know who Zoom really is. Not too sure how I feel about that one.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. So no spoiler. Spoiler there.
Not going to spoil that one, because that's a pretty big one.
Yeah.
But funny, he doesn't look like Tony Todd.
No. Who does the voice?
Yeah.
Tony Todd does the voice.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
She does like the voice of every... Just...
I was going to say, he's just all over the place.
Yeah. Deep Space Nine, a lot.
Yep.
So, other than that, let's see. We've seen the trailer for Daredevil Season 2.
Oh, yeah.
And the costume's looking more red and black.
Yeah.
You like.
I like. And the Punisher. The Punisher should be good.
I am excited.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Does he actually have the shirt logo on the shirt?
Not that I've seen yet, but I imagine he will. I mean, I can.
Or at least on the knives.
I mean, Daredevil doesn't have the DD on him.
Yeah, that's true.
But
I like that's a part of the Ben Affleck movie I really did like.
Yeah.
The costume was spot on that.
I like this armored look better, though. Although there is something a little goofy about the mask.
Yeah, it is something a little weird. I can't put my finger on it.
Yeah.
It's I don't know if the horns are set too forward, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Of course, I guess if they went too far back, you'd look like Batman.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something just a little off, but overall, I'm a big fan of the costume, and I'm really looking forward to Punisher, and of course, now we know we're going to have Elektra as well, And I'm hearing that they have cast Iron Fist.
Yeah, I saw something about that today.
Yeah. He's an actor from Game of Thrones. We'll be playing Iron Fist.
I'm trying to think which one it is. Who it would be.
I'm horrible with characters' names on Game of Thrones. Yep. There's too many, and they don't live long enough to bother.
I didn't even know, and I watched Game of Thrones. So
okay, you know this. I'm going to sound really silly trying to explain this. The girl that married the young prince.
Yes.
Okay, her brother.
Oh yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah, he's the one.
Isn't Iron Fist of...
No.
Other?
No. Iron Fist is a white dude.
Is he a white dude?
Yes, he's a white dude.
Oh, okay.
He was... Spoiler from 1972 or something. His family were traveling to Tibet or something, and they died in an avalanche or something. Mm-hmm. And he ended up finding Shangri-La, the lost city. And he trained there and everything. So they're all like a bunch of Tibetan type people or whatever.
Gotcha. Okay.
But he's some, you know,
white
blonde hair, blue eyed dude, you know? Gotcha. So there's been this big stink as usual. Oh, you can't make a blonde hair, blue eyed character and put him on TV and make him a superhero. You got to make him ethnic. And everybody's doesn't know what they're talking about is like, you got to make him Asian. It's like, he's not Asian.
Because there's one he's not that Asian. Was about. Yeah.
Yeah. The stink was the usual stink that stinks because it's shit.
Getting all uptight about nothing.
If it has something built into it, sorry. Like, if they were to cast a black Hal Jordan, that would be stupid.
That would be stupid.
But they've got it built in where they can have all this. You know, you've got John Stewart.
Yeah.
Really should be the actual fucking playing Diggle.
Diggle, yeah.
I'm still a little bitter about that shit. To my dying day, that should have played, you know, he should have Power Ring.
Now,
maybe on Legends of Tomorrow.
Maybe.
There you go.
I hear they're redesigning his costume, but I don't know what it's going to
be. Well, there was a throwaway line on Flash.
On Flash.
How's that mask doing you? It needs some work. Okay, we'll work on it.
Yeah. Now, there are characters in the Iron Fist mythos. There's an Asian character, I think his name's Steel Serpent, who believes that it was his legacy that he should have had the Iron Fist. And he should be some Asian character.
Yeah, and then they changed it to where there was a whole line of Iron Fists.
Yeah, I don't know. Which is kind of cool, but it's not. I mean, I guess I don't know. I really like Iron Fist, and more Iron Fist is better. So I guess, you know, doing that whole line of Iron Fist.
The green and gold, or the white and gold, or the red? You know?
I've liked them all pretty much.
I mean, they're all the same basic. Damn,
yeah, I was a traditionalist. I liked the green and gold the best for the longest time because it was the original costume. But there was this storyline where his powers just like grew out of control, and his costume was red and gold during that time, and that was pretty awesome because he was just like super powerful. And then they did this new version with the white and gold, and I think just design wise white and gold looks really nice. So that's kind of cool too.
Superhero in, man.
Yeah, how do you superhero in your white outfit? Yeah, I don't know.
That's Moon Knight.
Exactly.
Or the Gray Canary.
Yeah, the White Canary, whose costume's very dingy white.
Yes.
She needs some bleach. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's so gray. It's unbelievable.
I like every once in a while, if you look at her outfits, they're nods to some of the different Black Canary looks.
Oh, nice.
The scene where she's talking to Shiara in the cargo bay or something, she's wearing this blue top that kind of comes down at a sharp angle.
Nice.
And has the little shit coming off of it.
Yeah. Cool.
I'm like,
yeah. The clothing designers must have.
Like, there's no fishnets yet, though.
No. You know, they should have done that in like the 60s or something, the flashback when they had her dress up. They should have put her in
perfect.
That.
The 70s that they were in.
The 70s, yeah. Yeah, they should have put her in the 70s Black Canary costume for that. That would have been awesome. Missed opportunity. They're going to have to go back to the 70s.
Probably will.
Yeah. So, yeah, hopefully that show will continue or return or whatever.
It could be cool if they did the did like American Horror Story, where it's like a 13-episode anthology type series each time. Mm-hmm. Get different characters in, or maybe some carryover, because God damn it, Constantine needs to be back.
Yeah. Yeah. They should do like a Dark Justice or something. You know, there was a like a dark version of the Justice League where they were all kind of like occult characters and things, like a magical Justice League.
Oh, yeah, like Swamp Thing and Zatanna and Constantine and Night Nurse.
Night Nurse.
Yeah, Night Nurse.
Isn't Night Nurse Marvel?
That's what I thought. I thought it was like, wait,
there's something like
Thor
that, though. There's,
yeah.
There is a...
What's that?
Wasn't she in a Thor
story
or something?
I think I remember just reading that now.
Okay. Well, actually, Night Nurse, I didn't realize at the time, but the character played by Rosario Dawson in Daredevil is Night Nurse.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Huh.
I didn't know it, but unless I'm mistaken, then...
I don't know. You're up on your Daredevil stuff.
Yeah. You know, Daredevil. It's been a while. It's been a while since I've read my Daredevil stuff, but yeah. So. Yeah, that could be cool. I'd like to see a little bit of a rotating cast to introduce more characters in that.
Yeah, okay. They got to keep Captain Cold, though, because he is just freaking awesome on that show.
So you saw Vostok.
Mm-hmm.
And...
I'm all caught up with Legends.
Okay, so she became Firebird, didn't she?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, wasn't that awesome? With the blue
flame.
Flames? Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Firebird. I haven't seen that part.
Okay.
Have you ever merged with a woman, Dr. Stein? Yeah, but her accents were just... Those Russian accents were just bad.
Well, yeah.
And, of course, they're filming in Vancouver.
There's what Firehawk looks like in the comics.
Ah.
She didn't look quite like that, but the hair did.
Wow.
See?
Crazy.
Remember her?
Yeah.
I downloaded that so I could show Carly. I was like, this is the character she's supposed to be.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like on Flash recently, you know, Cisco's all freaked out with Caitlin. And then she starts to mess with him.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Gets her hands real cold and then, like, grabs onto her. On Earth 2, he meets her doppelganger.
Doppelganger?
Doppelganger.
Yeah, doppelganger.
And it's Killer Frost.
Interesting.
Huh. Which is kind of interesting. They had her hooked up with Deathstorm.
I like the Flash. That's great.
Yeah, Flash is a lot of fun.
Flash is... I think it's probably my top of the DC shows right now is with Flash. I like Arrow. Arrow's great. Having just so much fun with it. But it's just, Flash is just, really is fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So what else have you been watching?
Oh, geez. I think that's finally it. I think I'm done.
See, what else have I been watching? Let me get back into my queue here. Either you guys watched 11/22/63?
No, I didn't realize that
good
it started.
Book.
Yeah. I've heard nothing but good stuff about it.
I've read the book. I have not watched the series, but it's a really good book.
Well, where's the series? Is it on
Hulu? Yeah, Hulu.
Okay, well, that's why I don't have Hulu. So
yes, but you do have an internet connection.
I do. But I'm still behind on some other
stuff. You have a thumb drive?
I probably do.
Okay, then. We'll talk after the show. Let's see. Gallivant. Anybody been watching Gallivant?
Oh, I'm so behind on Gallivant. Damn, I totally forgot.
Oh, Gallivant's great.
Oh, I love it.
Speaking of sort of Gallivant, I just heard that tickets went on sale today for Weird Al. He's going to be at the Iroquois Amphitheater.
Is he doing the mandatory?
Yes, mandatory fun
tour. Yeah, we saw that a few months ago, and that was so great.
Really?
Oh, my
awesome.
Gosh.
Ooh. Hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I was pretty tempted. That would be awesome.
He puts on such a great show. It is amazing.
Was he here at the Palace or something?
Yeah, he was at the Palace.
He's coming back to Louisville, did he?
Yeah, he's coming back to Louisville.
It'd be hotter than hell in Iroquois.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be July.
And with all of his, and all of his costume changes that he does, like, he is constantly moving, like, and constantly performing. It is insane. And it's crazy. he's nuts. And I love it.
Kind of think, see if there's anything that I watched that you guys have not. Nope.
Better Call Saul is back.
Yeah, I heard it was coming back.
Breaking Bad spinoff with their favorite criminal lawyer, Saul Goodman. And it's great. I love it. He's a great character. I love how they're showing his origin stories because he is such an interesting, you know, force in the Breaking Bad series. They're showing his backstory. It's just kind of awesome.
You want really crazy whiplash?
Hmm.
Watch an episode of Breaking Bad and then go back and watch the episode of Battle on Five that Bryan Cranston's in as a ranger.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
With hair.
Whoa. Was he in, was it, what episode was it in?
Oh.
It was early on?
I'll have to look that one up after a shot.
That's right. what else? Oh, there's a new show on History Channel called Join or Die.
Hmm.
And it's with Craig Ferguson. He's one of my kind of favorite comedians / late night hosts.
You know, I've become a big fan of his just from Celebrity Name Game.
Really?
I mean, have you watched that?
I have. I've seen a few episodes of it, and it's just fun.
It's just fun. Hilarious. He's on it. He's on it, man. He's so quick. I really admire. I mean, I can't believe that I admire a game show host.
Yeah.
I mean, normally I'm like, game shows, game show host, whatever. But he's just so sharp. He's so funny.
He had the robot.
No.
Oh,
Jeff Peterson's gone.
Oh, man, you got to have the robot.
Yeah, no. He had a robot sidekick on this late show, this late night show called Jeff Peterson. And, you know, he had a comedian voicing him. So he was, you know, kind of a witty, sharp sidekick to, you know, Craig Ferguson. But he has been, I'm not sure what happened to him. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess, you know, the comedian moved on, you know, now that the...
He must not have joined.
Show. Yeah. He died.
Yeah. Join or die.
He didn't join.
So he died. Well, he sounded a lot like a caricature of George Takei.
A little bit, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He was like, he kind of had this nasally voice, and he was like, oh, Craig. You know,
it was very funny.
Still say that his last guest should have been Peter Capaldi.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
As big of a Doctor Who fan as he was, is,
yes.
And the fact that
they were in the same band together, the Dream Boys. Yep.
All right, so what's this new show?
It's kind of a panel show, and he actually, like his late night show, he has an opening monologue where he talks about, you know, like the issues of you know, the current, you know, political climate or current issues or something like that. And, you know, make some jokes and have some fun and stuff. And then he has, like, a panel come on. Like, there's, like, a comedian, an actor, and a specialist in whatever they're talking about. And it's, like, they have, like, what were the greatest, the stupidest medical cures, you know, in quotations, you know, of all time. You know, they have, like, you know, lobotomy or bloodletting or leeches, you know, stuff like that. And they talk about each one of them and determine which one was the worst, you know, something like that. It's kind of they have a topic and they just talk about it and, you know, give some information on it, make fun of it and decide which one was the best or the worst.
Cool.
It's funny, and they have a great time.
So now listeners have something new to check out.
Yes.
All right. So,
and check that out. Where is that?
It's on History Channel.
History Channel. Okay. All right. You said that.
Yep. All right. And we will be back with more of the show right after.
Some more shots?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Hey, guys. This is Brad. This is where we take a little bit of a break. Remember,
Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed weekly. So tune in again, same time next week, for another geek-filled episode of Pod Culture.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways.
You can email us feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line, 812-672-4763. That's 812-672-4POD.
Comment on the website, podculture.com.
Drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3.
Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.